Welcome to Hope College Basketball on the Barber Ford pregame show. This afternoon from Hershey Hall in Angola, Indiana, it's the Hope College Flying Dutchman taking on Trine University in MIAA action. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman entered today's contest with an 11-6 record and 5-1 record in the MIAA, just a half game behind Calvin for first place. The Flying Dutchman defeated Adrian on Wednesday night, 82-56. The Flying Dutchman were led by sophomore Alex Edson, 16 points, along with junior Corey McMahon, who came off the bench and scored 14 points in the Hope victory. Hope's opponent today is Trine University. The Thunder are led by head coach Brooks Miller, who is in his third season at the school. The Thunder entered today's game with an 11-7 record and 4-3 in the MIAA, which puts Trine in fourth place. Trine defeated Olivet on Wednesday night, 61-57. The Thunder were led in victory by junior Tyler Good, who scored a team-high 19 points. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford. We remind you that we are streaming all Hope games on our website, 927thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Davlar, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off, which is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Back at Trine University is the Hope College Flying Dutchman. Get ready to take on the Thunder in an epic MIAA contest. And joining me is Coach Tom Davlar as we come over for our pregame chat before every ball game. Now, Coach, this ball game scares me a little bit out here. I look at the stats, and, you know, we played these guys, and we've had some great ball games with them, but they've only beaten us twice, and we've beaten them 26 times. But, you know, someplace along the line, that streak is going to kind of get messed up a little bit, and I hope it's not today.
Well, you know, that's I think a minor concern of mine. More concern is that, you know, Trine has some really good players and a team that's, I think, only lost one game here at home this season. And, you know, we played pretty well at Holland after getting off to a little bit of a slow start, but they missed a lot of shots. Some of that might be our defense. They almost out-rebounded us, which shouldn't happen. But they're a team that's, you know, they're kind of fighting Kalamazoo, our next opponent, Monday night for the fourth spot in the league, which is crucial to get into the semifinals of the league tournament. So it's a big game for them. But on the other hand, it's a big game for us. We're trying to stay in first or close to first place. So hopefully we're ready to play.
Well, this is also senior night for them. So they're having the seniors introduced and their parents here and everything. So seniors are definitely going to be fired up for Trine.
Yeah, they got a nice mixture of players. They have some players have been around. Nick Tattoo, Tyler Good, Jake Bagley was at Hope for his JV year, first year. Who are capable of scoring off the dribble and so forth. They got a nice mixture. Jared Holmquist, the kid we recruited out of Reed City, came here. He's been a really good player. They're not very deep. They only play about seven guys. So again, it's to our advantage if we can get the game going up and down the floor a little bit. To do that, we got to defend and rebound.
Well, we've got to get the ball to the inside. We've been doing a pretty good job of it of late, and it's got to continue today as we're going to have a size advantage.
You know, that's true. They really have two post players, Holmquist and Watkins. The first game, we were able to get Watkins in a little bit of foul trouble early, which was much to our advantage. So, yeah, we have to continue to attack in and out, in again on offense, and try to get the ball going up and down on the floor in transition to speed up the game a little bit.
Well, they always seem to have a good offense out there. They've got four guys in double figures, but they're not used to playing against good defenses like Hope has.
Well, I certainly hope we play some good defense. We've had our moments in the league. You know, one of the things that's kind of interesting and challenged our guys with today, and that every game in the league this year, we have had to call the first time out of the game to slow down the other team, except Calvin, where they got a media timeout in there. But, we need to get off to a better start with our first five guys. And then our bench guys were pretty good the other night coming in. They got to continue to be pretty good, whether they're in for 30 seconds or 3 minutes or 13 minutes, whatever the case might be. So there's a lot of challenges presented to the Hope team today. One of the challenges that we met, and thanks to our administration, we got down here last night, as I know you did, to you know, beat the weather. So that was, that's a good thing. And, you know, we're happy to be here, and we'll be happy to get Terry Dirks to get us home.
Well, there is a pretty good crowd here for this ball game. You know, it's a doubleheader here at the Thunder because the women play immediately after this against St. Mary. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a big game for them. They really wanted us to come today. The weather was such, the reports were that travel was better last night, and certainly anybody traveling today would see that to be true. You know, we have some very faithful Hope fans. I think of super fans like Tim and Kathy Mao, the Hope basketball program, who texted me, told me they got to about Hudsonville today and turned around and said they're going to watch the women's game at the DeVos. And we certainly wish Coach Brian Morehouse and the Dutch good luck against Calvin today. So that, you know, probably is a good move. But we do have some, we have a few parents who came down last night, stayed in the hotel with us. I know you guys traveled last night, so we have a few. Some of the Hoosiers for Hope are here today. The Ray family is in evidence, and Ben Gardner's folks, and of course, Harrison Blackledge by next door Ohio. So for some of those people, it's a much shorter commute, but the weather really not conducive for traveling here today.
Well, I think you're going to have a big listening crew today because most of them take their portable radios over to DeVos and watch the women and listen to this game.
Well, we hope it's kind of a doubleheader, an away and home doubleheader for Hope College today. So we hope that we can get it off to a good start here against Trine, and that the Dutch can take care of things at home this afternoon against the Knighties.
Well, let's get this one today, and then we've got three big ones coming up next week.
First things first. We'll talk about that after the game. Thank you.
See you again after the ball game, Coach. And Adam, as coach, he normally kind of avoids those games in the future, especially the one coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah, and we do have a lot of games coming up this week. On Monday, we have the makeup game versus Calvin that was postponed on two separate occasions. That will be a 7:30 tip-off on Monday. You can catch that game here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7 The Van, with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:10. And then on Wednesday, the big game of the week, you know, the women play Calvin today. The men play Calvin on Wednesday night, and that game is an 8 o'clock start with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:40. And then the season just keeps rolling along, and we have another game on Saturday coming up. And I'm popping out my trusty schedule here. And another home game as the Flying Dutchman will take on Albion. And that game starts at 3, as a 3 o'clock tip-off with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 2:40.
There probably wouldn't be any, you know, bigger games than those three that are coming up next week. With Kalamazoo, haven't played them. We don't have quite the idea as how good they are. And then we end up with Calvin on Wednesday night. And Albion, the only team to beat us so far in the first round. And, you know, big week for the Flying Dutchman next week.
And it was a tough, very tough week, to be honest, because with the weather being as nasty as it is, all the postponements happening, they had to get this game in tonight, or this afternoon, and so that's why everybody traveled today. And we were told before we went on the air that almost all the other MIAA schools made their travel arrangements last night, too, so that they wouldn't face any more postponements. What we were told was that none of the coaching staffs really wanted to have to play three games in a week, 2 weeks in a row, and that would make things really tough for certain teams, considering that we're not very far out from tournament time.
Well, the people around Holland are looking at snow, I think, coming down from what we hear from back at the station. But here in Angola, we have a very steady rain that's going on at the present time, and things are getting pretty slushy out in the parking lots, and we assume on the road.
Yeah, I stepped outside about 5 minutes before we went on the air, and I wasn't very happy with what I saw. You know, when we left for the game, it was a very heavy, steady snow. We get inside the Hershey Hall, and we were probably in here a good 10, 15 minutes, and we were told it's a steady, heavy rain now. And let's just put it this way, Ron. The vehicle outside doesn't have any snow on it anymore, so we're in good shape. Let's send it back to the studio for another two-minute break. You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Hope College basketball heats up your winter on 92.7 The Van.
We're back at the Hershey Hall here down in Angola, Indiana. We're about to get set for Hope College Flying Dutchman basketball as they'll be taking on Trine here in a very pivotal game for both these clubs in MIAA action, as the Flying Dutchman stand alone in second place right now with a 5-1 record, and Trine is all alone in fourth place with a 4-3 record. If things got started right here for the MIAA playoffs run today, we would be seeing a rematch. This would be the matchup between Hope and Trine.
Right, it's going to be number four against number one in that tournament.
Yeah, it would be Hope versus Alvian. That was the matchup last year. If you everybody remembers that, we came down to Trine to finish the regular season, and we ended up defeating Trine. And then the very first game of the MIAA playoffs, Trine got to travel up to Hope College to face them because of just of how things fell in the MIAA conference for the men.
Well, I rotated around this year, so that Trine is the first team we played with the MIAA schedule this year, so it'll be the same way this year. That won't happen where it goes back-to-back ball games with Trine.
No, it won't. This is technically supposed to be our second wave through the conference. Everybody plays a home-and-home against each other. All the conference teams play one game at home and then one at their opponent's arena. And this year it got kind of wound up with all the postponements and the bad weather. So we actually played two games versus Trine before we played one against Kalamazoo. So technically at the end of the season we will be playing, the last game will be down in Kalamazoo. Oh no, excuse me, it will be down in Adrian because of all the mix-ups with the postponements. So, I'm getting all wound up here. It's got to be the weather, Ron. The nasty weather that we're dealing with outside and traveling in, and we're going to have to travel home in. It's gonna be a long day.
It's going to be a long day. It got an early start. Not really this morning. We did stay overnight last night as well. The team came in yesterday, and we decided to come late last night, so we pulled in rather late last night, and then this morning slept in a little bit and had some breakfast, came over. The JB game, which was scheduled to be held before this one, was canceled. They did not take the JVs along, so we did not have a JV game today, and the varsity got along very well, and they're all set to go.
Yeah, and we also would like to send along our best wishes. We talked about this during the pregame interview with Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch, as they will be taking on Calvin this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the DeVos Fieldhouse. A big game right there for the Flying Dutch. If the Flying Dutch can sew up this victory, they've pretty much sewed up the MIAA Conference regular season championship.
I think they're in pretty good position right now. They're two games in front of everyone, and they're on the second round. They've already beaten Olivet twice. They have Calvin coming up today. After today, they have beaten Calvin twice, and that puts them in a pretty good spot, because Olivet, Hope would have to lose two games, and Olivet would have to win out in order for them to tie the Flying Dutch.
And it would be the same case for Calvin. It would pretty much eliminate Calvin from having any shot at being the number one team in the MIAA, because they would be three losses down. And right now, as things stand, Hope would have beaten the number two and the number three teams and swept them if they win today. So it bodes very well for Coach Morehouse's club right now.
But that does not guarantee a spot in the NCAA tournament. Although with the record, I think there's a pretty good chance that they would get in even if they did win the MIAA tournament. But it could be that Hope will face one of the two, Calvin or Olivet, again in the MIAA finals and earn that spot by winning the tournament as well.
Yep. The only thing it clinches for them is home court advantage in the MIAA tournament, which they would be facing the fourth seed if they ended up winning it. So it would be kind of nice if you think about it, because that means Calvin would take on Olivet most likely in a 2-versus-3 matchup, and Hope would get number four, which right now is Kalamazoo. So that would be an interesting matchup, to say the least.
Well, what for us we'd like to have out there is both the men and the women winning, so that the MIAA tournament is held at Hope for both the men and women, so we have home games that we can go to rather than having to travel someplace.
And that's always the best thing, is being able to stay home, the home court advantage. Well, we'll pause right now as we are going to have the national anthem. The starting lineup is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title Group on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the starting lineups, here's Ron Weatherby.
Thank you, Adam. For the Hope College Flying Dutchman, the visitors this afternoon, Hope is going to go at the forwards. It'll be Cody Stivey, a 6'7" freshman out of Hudsonville, starting at one forward. At the other forward, it'll be 6'3" senior out of Holland West, Ottawa, Grant Neal. The center for the Flying Dutchman, Nate Van Arendonk, a 6'10" senior out of Grand Haven. And at the guards, it'll be Alex Edson, a 6'2" sophomore from Grand Haven, along with Ben Gardner, a 6' sophomore from Carmel, Indiana. The Hope College Flying Dutchman, under the direction of Coach Matt Neal in his fourth season. For the homebound, Trine Thunder at the forwards, it'll be Tyler Good, a 6'3" junior from Swatton, Ohio, who's averaging 16.2 points a ball game. At the other forward, Todd Watkins, who had a good ball game against us when we played at Holland. He had something like 18 points. He is a 6'7" senior from Cincinnati, Ohio, but he is averaging only 6 points a ball game. The center for the Thunder, Jared Holquist, a 6'4" sophomore out of Reed City, Michigan, averaging 10.7 points a game. And at the guards, a freshman, Will Dixon, a 6-foot freshman from Indianapolis, Indiana, leading or second in scoring in the ball club with 14 points a game. The other guard, a seasoned veteran, even though he's only a sophomore, Nick Tattoo, a 6-foot sophomore out of Clarkston, Michigan, who's averaging 10.9 points a ball game. The coach, Brooks Miller, in his third season here at the Thunder. Hope College in their blue uniforms with the orange numerals, and the Thunder from Trine with their white uniforms, blue trim, and kind of a striped side of it.
We're getting set for the opening tip-off, which was presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Olmen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service.
Tip up in the air, controlled by the Flying Dutchman, as the tip goes to Gardner. Gardner works left side, Stivey over to Neal, back out in front to Neal. Neal drives the hoop, puts it up and in. So Grant Neal with the first basket of this afternoon's ball game. For the Thunder, Dixon with the basketball, leaves it out in front to Holquist, goes on the left side, Watkins. Back out in front by Tatu, his shot misses. Rebound, the Thunder, turnaround move in the middle, shot misses on the inside by Holquist, rebound by Arendonk. Gardner with the basketball. The Van Arendonk, who's up on top of the key. Edson at the left wing. Back out in front to Gardner. Gardner works a weave. Gives it to Stivey up top. Back to Edson. Edson's at the left wing. Cross court pass to Gardner. Gardner looks underneath. Can't get an opening. Out front to Edson. Edson being patient. Nine on the shot clock. Spins. Does a 360 move on the inside and scores. Nice move by Edson to put in two. 4-0, Flying Dutchman with an early lead. Holquist on the weave outside to Dixon. Dixon leaves it to Tatu out in front. Gardner's on him. On the left side to Dixon. Dixon back out in front to Tatu. They're trying to get an open man. Not having much luck against the Flying Dutchman. Back on the outside. Holquist doesn't take the shot. Works against Van Arendonk. Kicks the ball back on the outside. Five on the shot clock for the Thunder. And a runner put up that's no good by Tyler Good. Rebound knocked out of bounds and is going to belong to the Flying Dutchman. 4-0, Hope with an early lead. 18-19 left in the first half. As the Flying Dutchman defense put the pressure and trying not having a good shot yet in this contest. Gardner at the point goes right wing to Edson. Edson looks inside. Can't get it to VA. Goes to Neal up on top. The Gardner at the left wing. Into the corner to Stivey. Fakes the three-point. Has to find somebody. Does, and Grant Neal. Over to Gardner. On the weave to Edson. Edson again looks inside. Can't get it to Van Arendonk. The corner to Gardner. He drives into the paint. Puts it up. Puts it in. Took it all the way for the layup as he got inside. 6-0. Hope with the lead. Dixon outside to Holquist. Holquist on the weave to Dixon. Back in front, Tattoo on the right side to Good. Down baseline, Holquist against Van Arendonk. Reverse layup, he misses. Rebound to Stivey. Gardner, Gardner right side, Edson. Edson slows it down, goes way cross country. Gets it to Grant Neal. He feeds underneath Van Arendonk. His shot partially blocked by Watkins. And Watkins with a rebound to Dixon. Dixon, the freshman guard. Over to Holquist. Holquist at the point. Left wing Dixon. Dixon spins around, brings it back out to the point. Leaves it for Good. Good. Picked up by Grant. Finds Dixon again. Back to Holquist at the left wing. Out in front, Watkins. Out front for a long three. It's no good by Dixon. Rebound comes to Watkins. Left side, Tattoo. Back out in front to Dixon. New shot clock. Dixon all the way. Shot misses. Rebound, VA. To Gardner. Gardner heads. Ball stolen as Gardner tried to get a little bounce pass to Grant Neal, but it was picked off. Tattoo on the outside. Leaves it right wing for Good to the baseline. Watkins, his turnaround blocked by Stivey, and a foul is going to go against Cody Stivey. First foul of the ball game, coming at the 16-14 mark. Hopefully 6-0 lead, and the Thunder trying to get on the board as Todd Watkins will be stepping up to the free throw line. His free throw misses. Dustin Hall comes in for Tattoo.
Watkins had the same problem at the game at Hope. He got sent to the free throw line quite a few times and had his problems making his free throws.
And the second one is good. Well, then that ball game over at Hope, he was 0-for-3. Gardner, bounce pass to Edson. 6-1, Hope with the lead. Edson works into the paint, leaves it for Gardner. Gardner to the baseline, turns around, comes back, across the middle, goes on the left side, feeds it underneath to Van Arendonk. It is blocked by Watkins, and a foul going to go. It's going to go against Good. Thought might go against Watkins that time because he was all over him. It could have been either. So VA will step to the line for the Flying Dutchman. First free throw rolls around and drops in. 7-1, Hope with the lead, 15-53 left in this first half. The deep breath, a couple of dribbles, and swish. 8-1, Hope with the lead. Full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman. Holquist with the basketball, gets it back out in front to Dixon. Dixon is cut off in the backcourt to Holquist. Long pass up into the front court. They feed Watkins on the outside, back out to Hall. Hall goes to the point, keeps his dribble alive. Comes on the outside to Good. Good wants to find somebody underneath, but they can't get it here, so they go Watkins left wing. Back out to Hall. Hall looks on the baseline. Holquist can't get a pass and two on the shot clock, so he fired one at the hoop and it dropped through. With only 2 seconds left on the shot clock, he kind of threw that ball up and swished it. 8-3, Hope of the lead. Gardner at with the right wing, out front to Edson for three. No good. Tyler Good with the rebound. Good will bring him back up court himself to Dixon. Dixon's way outside. Gets a screen by Watkins. Little bounce pass to Good. Good has the ball slapped away. Van Arendonk picked up Stivey. Over to Gardner. Gardner slows it down, waits for his teammate to catch up and set something up. And whistle blows underneath the basket as something happened. We'll wait. And 35, they say Van Arendonk was doing a no-no underneath the basket. Someplace, I didn't see what happened, but he got a foul.
Neither did he, and he had to ask the official what he did, and the official gave him his answer, and Van Arendonk seemed to be okay with it.
So the ball is going to go to the Thunder. as Benson gets ready to check in for the Flying Dutchman. The good on the outside, season opening. Left side of the lane, shot blocked by Van Arendon. Picked up by McMahon, who's into the ball game now for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner, right side, Edson. Edson into the paint, shot up off the window, no good, tip, no good. Rebound to Dustin Hall. Hall, 2-on-2 break, a ball almost stolen. Finally leaves it for Watkins. Watkins fakes once or twice to Hall over on the right wing to Tatu. Tatu just kind of holds it, all of a sudden puts on a burst of speed against McMahon and puts up the two. 8-5 as the Thunder close the gap a little bit. Both teams in a man-to-man at this point in the ball game. Gardner goes to the left wing, finds Van Arendonk underneath, out front to Edson. Back to Gardner. Gardner works his way at the line, goes left side, puts up a shot and a whistle. Thunder crowd, they have a number of students over in that section, and they're getting noisy. And we have a TV timeout. The Thunder use the TV timeouts, even though some of the schools do not. So we'll have a couple extra timeouts each half as the Thunder take, you know, the officials take the TV timeout, the first one of the ball game.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Nate Van Arendonk's block shot, he's becoming a major block shotter in the MIAA. He is leading the MIAA with block shots this season with two. He's averaging two per game, and he already has one, along with the two rebounds and 2 points for Van Arendonk. Right now, the Flying Dutchman have an 8-5 lead, and the points have come from almost everybody in the starting lineup. Grant Neal has two, Van Arendonk two, Edson two, and Ben Gardner two. So they're doing a very nice job spreading the ball around, but also they held trying to the first 4.5 minutes of the ball game without a field goal from the field. So good defense from the Flying Dutchman along with the offense.
Well, Van Arendonk, you know, has such a lot of size over every ball club except Calvin in the MIAA. And so it's not really surprising that he is the top shot blocker in the MIAA. Benson is in now along with Byers for Hope College and McMahon. Those three. Gardner also stays in, as does Edson. Gardner goes to the line for Hope. Hope with an 8-5 lead. We're at the 13:36 mark of the first half. Gardner puts up that left-handed free throw, and it's good. 9-5, Hope with the lead. Gardner will have the second. And this one swishes through. So Gardner adds 2 points to his total. As he starts out with a couple of buckets. Dustin Hall looked like he might have had double dribble there. As he picks up his dribble, gets it into the corner to Tatu, back out the hill. Or Hall, rather. Hall has the ball tipped out of his hand. Coach Neal's directly in front of me. The present time and a bucket by somebody. Holquist is the PA man. And Hope's going to get the basketball. 10-7. We are at the scorer's table on the left side, directly next to the Hope College bench. So as Coach Neal moves back and forth, he does block our view on occasion. Gardner at the left wing. Looks to the point. Dribbles out there to McMahon underneath to Byers. Byers looks across for Benson, turns around, puts up a hook shot that's off the window and in. So Byers gets a couple. 12-7, Hope with the lead. Dustin Hall, a junior out of Fort Wayne, over to Tatu. His shot misses, rebound back to Hall. To Holquist, out front to Dixon. Dixon on the move. Works his way underneath to Hall. Hall tries to take Gardner underneath, and Benson reaches behind him. Looked like he was trying to be sly a little bit, but the official right there and charged him with a foul. Tried to take the ball away. He was guarding the man in front of him, reaching around behind, trying to find the basketball with the man who had it behind him.
And he didn't get the call on him until a little bit of an acting job. by Hall, who went to the ground. Chad Carlson just checked in the game for the Flying Dutchman.
Trying with the basketball. Long pass on the inside to Watkins. Leaves it out front, Dixon. Dixon works his way to Todd Tweed. Holquist pops out on the top of the key. Spins around against Benson. Fires away. No good. Benson with the rebound to McMahon. Over to Carlson. Carlson ahead. Byers. Byers baseline across to McMahon. McMahon tried to feed it to Benson. Ball picked off by Watkins. On the right side, Dixon out front to Watkins. Baseline. Holquist underneath. Shot blocked by Benson. Kicks it back out to Carlson. Carlson in the opposite direction quickly. Pushes it over. Right corner. Gardner for three. No, excuse me. Sam Otto. Dixon out front. 15-7. Hope on top. Holquist out front to Tatu. On the right side. Good. Tyler Good. Tried to feed down low to Holquist. And Benson tips it out of bounds. As they chase the basketball down, there's quite a distance between the end line and the wall here at Trine. So Trine's going to get the basketball underneath their own basket. In past, Watkins' ball stolen away as McMahon slides away, didn't get it. Good. On the left side, feeds it down to Tattoo, and he fires it in. 15-10. Hope up by five. Byers over to McMahon. McMahon cross-court pass to Otto. Otto works down the left wing. Benson. Benson's at the top of the key. Gives it back to Otto. Byers down low baseline. Little give and go to Otto underneath. Loses a handle. Out of bounds. Turnover. It'll go to the Thunder. 15-10. Hope with a five-point lead. The Thunder with the basketball. Dustin Hall. Directly in front of us on the left side. Takes it to the point. Little give and go. Watkins, his shot blocked by Benson. Just hammered down. Carlson, left wing McMahon, back out in front, Byers. Byers, right side, his shot misses, but a foul. I think that one's going to go against Watkins.
I'm not sure, Ron, but if you check the stats from the last game these two teams played, I think Watkins fouled out of the game. He very aggressive defensive player, but at times if you're like that, you end up like picking up a lot of fouls.
Yes, he did. This one is short by Byers. Hit it right off the front of the iron. So Byers with the second one. Deep breath. This one off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound. Comes to Dustin Hall. No pressure by the Flying Dutchman. As Hall to the point, little bounce pass to Holquist, who pops out on top, right side Watkins, down low to Hall. Hall working against Carlson, down low on the outside Watkins. His shot no good. Benson with a rebound to Carlson. Carlson down the middle, feeds it off Byers at the right wing to Otto on the left side. Otto shot high off the window, no good. Tip up in the air, touch last by Benson. So Bagley coming in for the Thunder. As Coach Dav said, he was in the Hope College program for a year and then transferred to Trine. Hall with the basketball along the left side, takes it to the point, leaves it on the weave out there to Bagley, back out to Hall. Watkins on top of the key, holds the ball above his head to Good. Tyler Good guarded underneath by Carlson. Takes it to the hoop, puts it up, no good, and a foul, and I think it's on Carlson. So Tyler Good will go to the line for the Thunder. He's their leading scorer with 16 points a ball game. He's looking for his first points of the ball game, and it's good. Back in is Dixon, replacing Hall for the Thunder. 15-11, Hope with the lead, 9:35 left. Good with the second of the pair. Yes. 15-12. Hope up by three. 9:34 left in the first half. Carlson to Benson, who's top of the key. Leaves it Otto. Otto works his way around the right side to McMahon. McMahon down low to Benson. Benson one-on-one Watkins. His turnaround shot got too far under, hit the bottom of the glass. Right into the hands of Bagley. Quickly, Tattoo to the left wing. Out in front they go to Dixon. Back to Tattoo for three. No good. Rebound comes to McMahon. Carlson. Carlson. Long pass to Byers, and he puts it up and in. Nice feed by Carlson. Way up high. And Byers, all he had to do was catch it and put it through the hoop. 17-12. Hope on top. 8:46 left. Bagley on the outside. Keeps his dribble. Has some problems. Got to get rid of the basketball. And seemed like forever that he had it. Finally got it to Dixon. Dixon down the middle with the shot. It's up and good, and a foul. Took it right down the paint. Looks like it's that one went against Sam Otto. As the starters come back in for Hope at the 8:32 mark. Hope leading 17-14. Dixon at the line for the Thunder. Yes, on the first one or only one. It's a three-point play. 17-15. Hope up by two. Gardner to Stivey, over to Neal at the left wing. Back out in front to Gardner. Gardner waits somebody to cup open. Nobody does, so he dribbles it over to Edson. Out front to Stivey. Back to Neal. Edson in the right side. Edson. Cross-court pass, almost stolen. Tipped up in the air. Neal catches it. Neal takes it. Three in the shot clock in the VA. He turns, fires a nice hook shot. Is it going to count?
Yes, it is.
The buzzer went off, and that was real close as to whether it was a good before the horn went off or not. 19-15, Hope with the lead. Hall with the basketball. Deep right corner inside to Holquist. Makes a fake, and Van Arendonk leaves his feet up in the air. Comes down all over him. So foul number two on VA.
And Brock Benson will check right back into the ballgame. He didn't get a very long rest on the bench.
So it'll be Holquist at the line for the Thunder. This one is good. 19-16 as Benson back in for Hope. Tattoo back in for the Thunder. Holmquist it is. At the line. Got them both. 19-17. Hope lead cut to two. 7:35 left in the half. Gardner moves left. Edson. Edson at the left wing. Underneath they go to Benson and a foul.
Holmquist picked up the foul. He pushed Corey Stabby pretty hard.
So that was away from the ball. And so Hope's going to have it underneath their own basket. Stivey open at the free throw line. Grant Neal just fed him, and he put it in. 21-17, Hope on the lead. 7-17. Defense kind of forgets and comes in late. Dixon shot knocked away. Gardner all the way. Changed his mind. Didn't take the shot. Had one. But slows it down. Alley-oops it underneath. Benson cross-court in the corner to Stivey. Back to Neal. Gardner to Edson on the right side. Edson with a shot for two. That's good. Just inside the three-point line for Edson. 23-17 Hope. Holquist outside. Takes Benson with him. Gives it to Bagley. Works it around out front to Hall. Hall back to the right wing into the hands of Dixon. Left side shot. Tattoo. No good. Tipped around Holquist into the hands of Dixon. His shot for three. No good. Edson rebounds. Edson hard to the hole, stops, gives it off to Benson, little give and go, And Holquist steps in front of Benson, picks off the pass. Here comes Dixon into the left side. Tattoo drives the hoop, misses it. Shot deflected a little bit by Edson, who came at the last second to get a hand on it. So Gardner slows things down a little bit. And Coach Neal says, set it up. Let's get a good shot. Inside to Benson. Benson tries to force his way back, and I think he's going to get a foul as he was forcing himself backwards, and Holquist bit the dust. And as soon as he did that, well, the foul went against Benson.
And this is going to be a common occurrence for the Flying Dutchman from earlier in the season. Brock Benson and Nate Van Arendock, both their big men, both have two fouls with 5:54 left in this first half, Ron. So we'll see if they stick with Benson or if they decide to go off the bench and bring somebody else in and maybe move Stivey to the center position.
Well, they've had this situation before, and oftentimes they'll go with Byers in that spot out there and put one of the other guys like Stivey out in the four spot like they have been doing now when he starts.
And it looks like Byers just went to the scorer's table just as just now, so it looks like Byers will be checking in. Byers does not have the height as of an Arendock or a Benson, but he is physical underneath like a center should be.
So the Flying Dutchman, their lead at 23-17, 5:54. This is another TV timeout that we're having at the present time. And
this timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. So it's been an interesting game been so far. Every time trying cuts the lead down to 2 points, the Flying Dutchman go on another little spurt to bring the lead back up to about 6 points. And right now, a comfortable six-point lead for the Flying Dutchman.
Well, like I mentioned in the pregame show out there, we've had a lot of close ball games with this ball club, but they never quite seemed to beat us. And sometime that's going to break that streak out there. A pass to Holquist in the key. On the outside, the Tyler Good. Good goes baseline, slips and falls, and gets a traveling call.
Good defense by Cody Stivey on that one.
Stivey inbounds it to Gardner. Gardner will take it back up, and we're going to go zone for a little bit. No, it looks like they're staying man-to-man. Underneath, Byers wide open. Good feed by Edson. 25-17, hope for the lead. Dixon over on the right side to Holquist. Holquist looks for somebody open. Gives it back to Tattoo. Dixon works his way to the top of the key with a basketball. Dixon starts to the right side to Holquist. Holquist picked up by Byers. Back out in front, Dixon. Dixon the screen. Gardner cuts him off. Oop, makes a little move, gets away from him. Baseline shot, no good by Holquist. Picked up on the rebound by Watkins and put back in. This was just being the right man at the right spot for Watkins to get those two. 25-19, hope for the lead. Back to Neal, and a blocking foul is going to go against Tattoo as Grant was going to try to drive, and Tattoo moved in front of him. Hall comes in, replacing Nick Tattoo. Blackledge comes in for the Flying Dutchman. Blackledge with the basketball. Over to Gardner. Gardner to the left wing, to the baseline. In the middle to Neal. Neal works hard against the big man out there. And the shot tipped out to Gardner. Neal gets it back. Gardner underneath Harrison Blackledge, and his shot partially blocked, and a foul, and it could go against Holquist.
Nice physical move by Blackledge underneath to draw the foul.
Oh, they're going to give it to Hall, I think.
No, Watkins. And that's Watkins' second foul.
We'll take it on any of their big men. Blackledge at the line. Free throw is good. Tattoo will come back into the ball game, replacing Watkins. So very little height in for the Thunder right now, as Holquist at 6'4 is the biggest member of the Thunder that's on the court. Blackledge free throw, good. 27-19, Hope with the lead. Thunder with the basketball, 4:16 left in the first half. Dixon right in front of the scorer's table in front of us. Gardner screened off, goes all the way down. Shot is no good, and a blocking foul is going to go against Blackledge. He set up down low, but the official called the block rather than the charge.
Follows on Blackledge.
And his Dixon will go to the line.
Dixon at the line for Chelyan.
Dixon shooting two. Eight fouls against Hope, six against Trine. The first one is good by Dixon. Has the second one. That's also good. 27-21. Hope with the lead. And the basketball. Edson at the right wing. Back out in front to Gardner. Over to Neal. Into the corner. Edson for three. Yes! Edson opened up in the deep right corner. Nailed the triple. 30-21. Hope with the lead. Dixon cut off by Gardner. Leaves it for Holquist, working against Byers. Back to Good. Good all the way to the hoop. Works underneath. Nobody open. Tattoo into the corner to Dixon. His shot for three is good. 30-24. Hope lead down to six. 3:21 left in the half. Gardner on top to Edson over to left wing. Edson looks low. Baseline. Byers. His shot off the window misses, gets his own rebound, but steps on the out-of-bounds line. Oh, Byers that time was open on the left side of the basket, put it up off the window, but missed the layup. Thunder with the basketball. Dixon crosses the center line. Gardner stays with him all the way. And a little move there to get Gardner off from him as he whipped around. Tyler Good, ball snapped out of his hand by Edson, ahead to Gardner, and the foul's going to go against Hall. So it'll send Ben to the line.
Justin Hall.
And Watkins comes back in.
Team 7, Watkins re-enters the lineup.
So we'll be 17 fouls. It'll be a one-on-one situation for Gardner. As Ben gets ready, fires away, yes. Gets the first one. 31-24, Hope with the lead, 2:50 left in this first half here at Trine. Gardner with the second of the pair, yes. 32-24, Hope with the lead. Dixon with the basketball for the Thunder. On the left side, out front to Watkins. Watkins opens up the middle. Nobody goes. Tattoo with the basketball. Back out in front to Good. Over to Dixon. Dixon tries the middle. Can't get there. Good tries it. Cut off by Neal. His turnaround shot. No good. Rebound by Erz. To Gardner. Gardner hustles into the front court, leaves it for Edson at the point, and gets little weave started for the Flying Dutchman as they want to set their offense. Gardner to the left wing, back out in front to Blackledge. Gardner alley-oops it underneath Byers, and Byers faked the shot, had three guys go up. Shot is blocked by Watkins. Quickly, here come the Thunder. Hall into the corner. Back out in front, they go to Good, to Hall. Leave it for Dixon. Dixon works into the paint, backs it out against Blackledge. Blackledge plays him loose, so he can't get around. To Hall on the outside. Hall drives to the inside against Neal. Shot partially blocked. And the tip up in the air by Watkins. And we're going to get a goaltending call, is it?
Wow. Coach Neal's a little bit upset about that, and I did not see where that was a goaltend.
So the official comes over, explains it to Coach Neal. Holquist walks out on the field. And little discussion taking place here to our left.
I think that has to be about the non-call underneath the basket, too, that on Byers on the previous trip down the court.
A suggestion was made to check the video. Edson with the basketball on the weave. Over in the left wing, the Byers on top to Gardner. Back to Edson. Edson drives to the hoop, takes it all the way in, and a foul underneath. And Holquist, I think, is going to be charged with it. And we'll be going to the line. 32-26, Hope on top, 1:18 left as Alex Edson steps to the line for the Flying Dutchman. And this one is down and good.
Now that's 8 for Edson.
That's his first one from the free throw line. He'll have the second. Good. Rattled around a little bit, but it dropped in. They all count. 34-26. Hope on top. 1:15 left in the half. Dixon at the point. Out on top to Good. Good. Back to Dixon. Dixon left wing to Holquist. Holquist back to Hall on the outside. Into the left wing to Good. As the Thunder working around the edge, trying to find an opening in the middle. They like to clear the lane. 8 on the shot clock. And Hall takes it to the baseline. In the Neo, shot taken. No good. Rebound. Comes to Blackledge. Gardner. Back for the Flying Dutchman. Slows it down. 35 seconds left in the half. To Edson. Edson to the baseline. Back around. Long cross-court pass. Gardner. His shot good for 2. 36-26. Flying Dutchman open a 10-point lead here just prior to the half with 16 seconds left. Thunder are going to slow it down and take the last shot as Dixon just backs out. 8-7. Dixon goes one-on-one with Gardner, puts it up from the free throw line and scores. 1.5. Grant Neal with a long
shot.
From the top of the key at the opposite end of the court, Grant Neal with a long soccer throw threw that one three quarters of the court at the buzzer, and it went in at halftime. And it's going to, if nothing else, fire this Flying Dutchman ball club up for the second half, because that one was just a muscle shot by Grant Neal. He was right at the top of the key on the opposite end of the court and just let it fly and swish at the other end.
Nothing but net. A gorgeous shot. You would have almost thought he was taking a free throw the way that one dropped in.
Well, if you're going to come to the luncheon on Monday, that's when you want to, Coach Neal to put it up and with his son throwing it in. I'm sure that'll be in the video that's going to be shown on Monday.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van, but first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Hope College Basketball heats up your winter on 92.7 The Van.
Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. We're down here at Angola, Indiana, for Tryon University, where Hope College has a 39-28 lead at the half. Let's take a look at team statistics. First, for Tryon University, they shot 32% from the field, 9 of 28. They were only 28% from three-point land, 2 for 7. They shot 8 for 9 from the free throw line, which is good for 89%. They had 11 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 turnovers in the first half. They had 8 points in the paint and 2 second-chance points. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, another nice shooting performance by them in the first half. 59% from the field, 13 of 22. They were 3 of 4 from three-point land for 75%, and are doing relatively well from the free throw line as well. They had some serious issues in their last game from the free throw line, where they were at one point in time only shooting 50% from the line, but tonight or this afternoon, excuse me, they are shooting 83.3% from the free throw line, going 10 of 12. They hold the rebounding edge over the Thunder right now, 17 to 11. An impressive performance on the boards by the Flying Dutchman. They have the assist lead over them, over trying two, as they have five assists to trying three. They have seven turnovers, an uncharacteristically more turnovers than trying, with trying only having three and then having seven. The Flying Dutchman, though, an amazing performance, though. They have 11 points off their bench compared to trying's two. And they're doing all, beating trying in the paint as well, with 10 points in the paint compared to trying's 8 points in the paint. Let's take a look now at individual statistics. First, for the Trine Thunder, they're being led in scoring by the only member of either team in double digits, and that would be Will Dixon, who has 10 points for the Thunder. Nate Tattoo has 5 points. Jared Holmquist has 6 points and one rebound. Todd Watkins has 3 points and four rebounds. Tyler Good has only 2 points and one rebound. And Tyler Good, being their leading scorer, being held to only 2 points in the first half. He's 0 for 3 from the field, making both of his points from the free throw line. And the only other member of the Thunder to get on the scoreboard was Dustin Hall, who had 2 points and three rebounds coming off the bench. A lot of scoring all over the place for the Flying Dutchman as we take a look at their individual statistics. Alex Edson had 9 points. Ben Gardner had 8 points and one rebound. Caleb Byers, having a very solid first half coming off the bench, had 6 points and two rebounds. Sam Otto had 3 points. Harrison Blake.